grab your guitar and let's do this.
Don't order me around. I will not be bullied.
You want me to tell everybody what you did before, like, for no. 30 seconds of getting in this room?
When the people that you know don't like you, you
farted.
And it's treasure.
To this podcast, he's your artificial friend.
You
that's
can't
where
prove
the
it.
Level of friendship has gotten.
You can't prove it.
The level of comfortability has gotten in this podcast. And he was like in mid-sentence, too. Just didn't even, he was like, hey, so anyway.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah.
Pull this finger.
This is my grandpa. He says, sounds like you stepped on a duck.
Do you hear what that asshole said? That's one of my favorites.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Well, if I'm a little off, it's because I'm a little gassed out right now. I'm running at like 90% because I'm a little woozy.
Thanks
I'm a little
for
punch drunk for me.
Thanks for keeping that confidence.
Kicking off the show by beefing it.
I'm only human, bound to make mistakes, as the Human League said. Welcome in, Josh.
Yeah.
Josh Fliggers here,
hi,
everybody.
Hi, everybody.
We regret to inform you that Larry Morgan and Sam Farmer are on assignment.
Yes.
My name is Andy Chanley, and I'm so glad you're here with me today.
And this is probably going to be the greatest podcast you ever
probably.
Listened to.
Probably. I mean,
or
I'm thinking.
Or it could be one of the worst.
Yeah.
So far, it's starting off not great. For me, at least.
I feel somehow free.
Relieved.
And relaxed. Yeah. I like it. I like the way it's going so far.
How was your Father's Day?
My Father's Day was fucking great.
I could tell you got one of your wishes, and it was like, you want to go? Should we talk about? You wanted to sleep till like 8:30, right?
Yes.
And what time did you actually sleep till?
It was after 9.
Yeah, I know, because you texted when you first woke up, because we were all texting something.
What time was that?
I was like close to 10, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like 9:30 they let me go to. That was amazing.
Yeah.
Amazeballs.
I would have to stay up till like 2 in the morning to be able to sleep to 9:30.
God, really?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I could sleep all day.
No, I can't do it.
I could sleep till noon if I could.
I can't do it. I got up at 6:30 this morning.
Easy. I mean, I'd wake up and have to go pee or whatever like that, but then I'd be able to go back to sleep. No problem.
No problem. Do you keep your bedroom like super dark? Is it just like...
As dark as we can.
Do you notice when the sun comes up?
Yeah.
Yeah, mine gets kind of a little bit bright. Yeah. And then I got those closets, the sliding glass doors with the mirrors.
Oh, right.
So I literally can't hide from the sun because if I roll over the other side, the sun is reflecting off the mirror into my face. So I'm kind of, once the sun is up, I'm kind of like, all right, I got to get out of bed.
Yeah. No, I put the covers up over my head and no problem. No problem whatsoever. But yeah, that was the first thing. And then was delivered a breakfast morsel in bed.
I saw
it was
that
a,
too.
It was a little sticky bun, a cinnamon bun,
and a coffee and an OJ. Right.
Well, it was coffee and a mimosa.
Ooh.
And there was into the two coffee cups were cups that the kids made at school. So that was glorious. And then after that, we all get dressed and we go to Malibu. To what is it, Malibu Creek Farm or whatever the place is called? It's this outdoor restaurant and venue. It was fantastic. There was a live band playing and
for like a brunch or was
the kids can run around and they've got the huge Connect Four that's a half a mile and cornhole.
Is it on the beach?
No, it's up in the mountains in the canyon.
There's some
Malibu.
Cool places in Malibu. Have you ever been to the Malibu Winery?
Yeah, well, this is up near there.
Okay, yeah. We used to play there all the time, and that was like a fun, awesome gig. They'd set up a stage outside, and they literally paid us in wine. I shit you not. After the show, they'd come out with like two big cases. Yeah, and we'd all just divvy it up, and it was my wife's favorite gig.
That's awesome.
Because I'm not a wine drinker. I'd be like, go pick out what you want. She'd run over and be like, yay.
That's awesome.
But yeah, so that sounds cool.
It was lovely. It was bucolic and fantastic, there was a... big bar, and so we were having cocktails, while the kids run around. And so then after that, Laura arranges for a massage for me. And here's the interesting thing about the massage.
Okay.
This is going to tell you a lot about me And maybe you'll find out a little bit something about yourself in this conversation.
We'll see. I love discovering
things. When's the last time you had a massage?
I've only had one in my life.
One in your life? Really?
Yep.
Holy God.
In Vegas. And I really didn't even enjoy it that much.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't get them that often, but I like to have one, you know. I'd love to have one every week if I could, but it's every couple of months, probably, you know, every few months, really.
Just as a treat yourself.
Let's
thing.
Be honest. Yeah, it's every 4 or 5 months when either my birthday or Valentine's Day or Father's Day comes around and Laura gets me one or vice versa for her. Wish it was more often. But I show up there and they say, okay, you're in room 5 with Mitch.
Mitch.
With whom? And just as a matter of course, as a matter of habit and a matter of preference, I have always in the past had a female massage.
Now, you know,
therapist.
I've only had one massage. No, but okay, go ahead.
So I'm like, no. And particularly not with Mitch.
Well, would you like Butch?
Vince will be rubbing you down. I'm like, you know, I'm not homophobic.
No, I totally get. I pick up what you're laying down.
But when you get a massage and you are underneath the sheets naked and they're moving your body around,
yes.
And the idea, the very idea of a massage is to move blood, get it circulating, you know, through your sinewy muscles and all of the, you know, your body. It is not relaxing to me. The fear of popping a chub.
I was literally in my brain. I'm thinking that would. I'm like, I don't want to bring this up. Oh God, the fear in itself is because you can get random wood.
Sure.
We need to talk about random wood.
It happened, you know, a little, not necessarily absolute turgidity. Turgid, emergency. It's turgid. It's
so far, you said bucolic and turgidity in like 10 minutes. And I don't know what either of those words mean.
So, and chub. Turgid is good. Turgid means engorged and tingling.
Okay. Engorged.
I gotta write
tingling.
That down. Exactly. I may not have the ability to find that later.
All right. So
anyway, to wrap up, there's the risk of that. You live in fear of that risk,
and now you're in fear
because you're relaxing.
Right.
I mean, the whole point is for you to relax, but you can't relax because you're like, oh God, if I pop a little stiffy, then here's where any lingering, latent homophobia from my narrow-minded middle America upbringing comes into play.
Okay.
If I do that, then does Mitch think that I'm doing it because of Mitch? And then, not that he would do anything. He's a perfect professional.
He's
a perfect professional. And I want to say, now that I mentioned his name, I didn't say where it was, but this guy was great at his job.
Have you ever been hit on? Have you ever been hit on by another man?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So why? It doesn't bother me.
No.
I mean, I didn't take him up on any offers, but I was like, I thought it was a compliment.
It is a compliment.
Yeah.
I think it's any time any other human being finds you alluring for whatever reason, that should be a compliment.
Right.
Only one time have I ever had someone do it in kind of like a weird,
like
aggressive way.
Yeah.
And what it did more than anything was open my eyes to a woman's world of, oh my God, imagine being a woman and having all these aggressive cocks, you know, coming after all the time.
Sorry, this episode.
Right? It somehow got really heavy.
I know.
But anyway, it gave me some sympathy into the world of a woman and the things that they must endure on a daily basis by men. The I'm going to say, I think you'll give me this, generally the more aggressive sex.
Yeah.
And so, but in general, yes, I find it to be a complimentary thing. But the thing is, in the moment of you're going to have a dude doing this, I'm like, no. You know, it's like, hey, we made you a cake. Oh, that's fantastic.
But,
and it's turd flavor.
There's a turd in one piece, and we're not going to tell you which one.
I was like, I can't relax now.
Exactly.
And, I text Laura, like, really? you didn't,
well, do you not,
you didn't cover that detail?
You know,
she's like, man up.
In Vegas, when I went to, we were in Vegas for, I think it was before we were married, I think, and it was, we were like celebrating like our first year of dating or something like that. So Cindy surprised, or maybe it was my birthday. I can't remember. I don't remember anything, but she surprised me with a trip to Vegas and she got me a massage and she said it was a giant pain in the ass to book a massage because in Vegas, because of the sex laws and the sex trade and everything, that they only basically do the same sex on the same sex massages because they don't want to assume that this is some type of sexual transaction. You know what I mean? Like
sure.
I'm paying you to give me whatever.
Uh-huh.
But she did find one, and we went to like the only place where you can have an opposite sex massage. I just didn't like it because she just didn't do anything I said. I was like, all I want you to do is just focus on my lower back. And she's like, okay. And she started massaging my shoulder. I'm just like, like my calf. And I'm like, how about my lower back? It's where it really hurts. And then she's like, okay. And then she's on the other shoulder. Just, anyway, whatever. But yeah,
I remember talking to another coworker years ago, like 20 years ago, and I had not, I don't think I really had a good massage that wasn't administered by a chiropractor or whatever before I moved to California. You know, before I was in my 20s before I had a meaningful massage, and I remember talking to someone else and saying I went to have a massage, and instead of a female, it was a dude. I'm like, does that make a difference? He goes, it does to me. I remember that stuck in my head. I'm like, oh, interesting. And I never hadn't made my mind up about it.
You're sitting there with your chin up. I don't know what this guy's stomach in my face. You know what I mean? Like all this weird. Just I don't know. It's just there's a lot of touching going on, and
it's touching.
Right.
And here's the I just learned a little bit about myself. I'm not exactly sure what I learned, but I learned something. It was a great massage, though.
I learned that there's always a time to be afraid of the unexpected wood.
Yeah.
I got one walking into like Target one time with my wife, and I was just like, why? I just told her, I'm like, I got wood. I have no idea about it.
Bullseye.
It could be like the breeze just blows and hits your leg and it goes all right up your shorts, and all of a sudden you're like, boing. it's something we need to talk about.
And we did.
I think we should make this like a public service
incidental
announcement.
Wood.
Public service announcement that we're addressing, that this needs to be talked about.
Incidental wood. Ask your doctor if you suffer from incidental wood. Symptoms can include walking into Target.
Male
massages.
Yeah, good Father's Day there.
That was a hoot. And then what happened after that? What did we do?
You know what the pinnacle of my Father's Day was?
What?
Well, it was early evening, right before dinner. Cindy's making dinner. She's got dinner going on. I'm sitting on the couch playing video games. Mm-hmm. I'm playing Spider-Man. Owen's sitting right beside me, cheering me on. Everybody's getting along. He's cheering me on. He's eating like a bowl of Cheetos or something, okay? My wife is on the chair, like I'm on the side of the couch by the armrest, and there's another chair like right beside it. Okay. She's on that chair watching me play video games. While she made a artichoke dip, right?
Ooh.
So she's got...
Spinach artichoke dip?
Yeah, she made a spinach artichoke dip, and she's dipping tortillas in it, right?
Of course.
Really good tortillas.
Great.
And I'm playing video games, and every third chip that she eats, she dips it in and feeds me. And then I eat that up, and Owen like gives me a Cheeto. And I'm sitting there playing this video game, and I realize this might be the happiest I've ever been in my entire life right now. And I stopped, I like pressed pause, I looked down, and I was like, this is the best Father's Day I've ever had right now. Yeah, that was great. That was a high point. Fed Cheetos while I was playing a video game. It's good stuff. And then when I put Owen to bed, he's like, Dad, this was the best Father's Day ever. I'm like, yeah, you're pretty good, buddy.
That's nice.
So he had a good time.
It was just great being with my family. Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed this Father's Day. It was good shit.
Now, coming up, we got anything going on for 4th of July?
Yeah, we're going to go. We always go up to somewhere in Burbank. I can't remember. It's the Starlight Bowl or whatever. Try to go up there. There's this venue, and the band plays, you know, mediocre music, and they put fireworks up over. I was gonna say Starlight.
Yeah, Starlight Bowl.
They you know, you can see it easily from the hill there.
Do you like fireworks?
I do.
I'm thinking about going to one of those. I don't understand that. They're legal in California or in LA, right? They're not?
Like personal fireworks?
Well, what the hell? Like industrial fireworks. You mean like, yeah, personal fireworks.
No, I mean, I think the only thing you can get is like a smoke bomb or something like
that. Yeah, those aren't considered fireworks. Sparklers. They're good, those snakes.
Yeah, but no, like, they're all fireworks are illegal.
Okay, well, then how can you go to like Temple City or something and they have those trailers set up that you can buy like fireworks at?
Because it's outside of Los Angeles County.
It can't be. Temple City is not out of this.
Maybe they're doing it.
But you know what I'm talking about. You've seen them. How do those things exist? I'm thinking about taking Owen to one and getting some fireworks.
I don't know. I don't know how that.
I feel like there has to be a little bit an element of danger on the 4th of July. I need some real fireworks. Did I ever tell you about the first month we moved into our place, how they were just setting off? So we moved in like late June.
Right.
Right. And it was maybe like the second or third weekend we were there.
Yes.
4th of July came around. And I'm just sitting on my couch, and all of a sudden, it sounded like a flat gun went off out in the street. And I'm like, holy crap, I come out. These dudes, there's like three groups of them, were running out in the street, and they had like they built a pipe launcher thing, right? And they just set it out in the middle of the street, right off Van Nuys Boulevard. And they would just run out, drop one, like a major industrial firework in the middle of the street, drop it in there, light it, run back to the sidewalk, and then like it would launch, but there's like traffic coming through, and like nobody's stopping traffic to tell them no. And all I can think is, oh my god, somebody's gonna hit this thing while somebody lights it, and then it's gonna launch
into your window
or onto our roofs, and then all of a sudden we're just gonna have the whole block is gonna burn down. So I just sat out there and watched them the whole time. I was scared, but at the same time, I was like, this is awesome, because I'm like right at ground zero launching the serious, like the fireworks you would see at like Dodger Stadium and stuff.
Well, what we had one year when we first moved in here, like the second 4th of July that we were here, there was a bunch of hillbillies living next door here.
Is that the ones that burnt your shed down?
Their
shed down?
No, this is on the other side of it. Okay. But these dudes are out there. They're all been 20-something, and they... out there drinking beer and shooting off bottle rockets, and it was like one of the driest summers we'd had.
Right.
And the fire danger was up everywhere, and these bottle rockets are landing on my back porch, and it was after that fire, and so it's, you know, I hear them pop, and we have two cats, and you know, one of them's out back and scaring the shit out of him.
Yeah.
And after that one, at you know, like 10, 11 o'clock at night on June 28th or whatever it was.
Right, because you have a little leeway. Like July 4th, you're not going to be a pain in the ass. But
no, when it's pops in my right outside my bedroom window, and I walk over there, beeline, walk up to their door where they're sitting, standing outside. I'm like, so we're through with the fireworks for tonight, right? And they're like, yeah, sorry. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
Who does that? Who's that kind of stupid asshole? And here's the other thing. There seem to be people in Los Angeles that like to celebrate everything with fireworks. If the Lakers win, fireworks. If it's New Year's Day, New Year's Eve, fireworks.
That's true.
It's always fireworks. What is up with that?
But if you get a... I'll tell you what.
Arbor Day, fireworks.
If you get a good... elevated view of LA 4th of July night.
It is.
That's pretty special.
It
because
is
you can see
forever.
Yeah.
All these neighborhoods. Saying,
you just see all these. It's like, yeah. it almost becomes like a war because they're trying to outdo each neighborhood. So you see them like all trying to beat each other. And if you're sitting like, I can imagine
you're
sitting
up on
Runyon.
Or something
like that, sitting up there and just looking down on LA and just seeing like all these flowers of light just happening all around LA.
Aw, flowers of light. I like that.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. It's when I lived in Hollywood, in the Madison, the green high rise behind Grauman's Chinese, we would go up on the roof on 4th of July, and you could see, if it was a clear night, you could see all the way down the beach, right? So like Santa Monica on down to like Seal Beach, you could see from up there, and each community was having its own fireworks display. That was pretty cool. That's pretty neat.
One time we went to the beach when I was probably about like 19. My brother and my friend Sharky and my brother's friend Jughead.
Sharky and Jughead?
And our family and our Polish exchange student, 2 liter. So 2 liter, Sharky, Jughead, and me and my brother. And Jughead and my brother were probably like 21, 22. But Jughead he went to the beach and only had like $100 on him for the whole week. So we drove down to South, because fireworks are illegal in North Carolina, but they're not in South Carolina. So we drove down, and it's close enough, like Myrtle Beach is maybe like an hour drive. So one day we drove to Myrtle Beach just to get some fireworks. And Jughead spent like 95 of his $100 on fireworks. So the whole week, as soon as it became dusk out, he would just go out to the beach and just start lighting all these crazy bottle rockets off. And then it started to become boring, so what he would do is break the sticks off and just wait until we were like all standing together and then light it and throw it down the feet and scream, potluck! And everybody would just start running, and hopefully that thing wouldn't come shoot hit you in the middle of the back. And then we learned what all we could also do is if you get like good bottle rockets, you could light them, lay them on the sand, and then they'll shoot into the ocean and explode underwater.
Wow.
Yeah. And then we found a kid's toy.
That's environmentally friendly.
I was 19. I wasn't exactly using my head back then. But then we also found a plastic, like, just dump truck that some little kid had left there, right? So we decided to try to set a land speed record. And wired like $45 worth of bottle rockets onto this little plastic dump truck and like twisted all the fuses together and then lit it, and it went like 3 feet and just exploded.
Nobody loves a good bottle rocket more than me. I wish I lived somewhere that I could do that as an adult, because I thought they were great fun.
Oh, totally.
Rocketry. Yes. Is a delight.
Did you ever build did you ever do the model rockets?
I didn't. One of my friends did, and we launched one together one time at the park. I thought it was great. And it's funny you mentioned that, because I was just saying to Laura that I think that'd be a fun thing to do with Silas.
I was thinking about that too.
But on Amazon, you can buy one for $12.
You can go to hobby stores. They have them.
Sure.
Yeah, but the whole problem is, where are you going to launch it in L.A.?
Yeah.
Because it's got to come down.
It does.
And you're never going to, I mean, you, like if you're
I guess talk, you got to drive to the desert or something.
You're somewhere that you just have a big enough park, because those things go pretty high.
Yeah, you're not going to burn anything.
Well, I don't think, I'm not worried about burning them. I'm worried about getting it back.
I'm worried about burning something.
Why?
Because if it comes down and starts a brush fire and burns 10,000 acres,
that engine is exhausted by the time it comes down.
I understand that. But the cigarette butts, they say, are exhausted before they hit the side of the road, and that's burned down people's lives. I don't want that stress. And I don't want to teach that to my kid
launch flaming things into the air?
No. Yeah. But I'm all about it. I would love to send something up.
Maybe we should put our heads together and try to send something into space. Maybe we can send, me and my friend sent one of those rockets into space. It never came down. We bought the smallest rocket you can buy and the biggest engine you can buy. It went up and never came down. So we were the first like private citizens to put artificial satellite. It's in space. It's a fact.
I don't think it went 62 miles.
These things I say are not lies. They're facts.
The other thing, by the way, it never came down.
I did it in the South Side baseball field, Farm Memorial Park. Went straight up in the air, never came out. I painted it black and gold for the Steelers, so you could see it too.
Nice. Maybe God kept it.
If you He's believe in that, if you want to believe that, you go right ahead. But I'm fully believe that it's up there. It's in an orbit, a low orbit around Earth.
You're in a low orbit. The thing that spurred that conversation is I want to go up and watch one of the Falcon 9 rockets take off at Vandenberg.
I want to watch one land.
Yeah.
Those things are crazy. Have you ever seen those things?
I've seen video.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I think it would be amazing.
That's crazy.
So next time that happens, I might take the boy up there and watch a Falcon 9.
All right. That sounds like a great idea. Let me know when it happens. Maybe I'll do it too. You know what else? We'll do it separately, so I'll just stand in a different parking lot. You know what else we got to do is we got to go, but more importantly than taking our kids to see a great science feat is we have to go to the bar that has the pinball.
Oh, yeah.
We got to go get drunk.
There's a bar in North Hollywood now that has video games in it. It's an arcade bar. Yeah. Well, and you know, right across.
You know what they call it?
What?
Barcade.
Barcade.
Yes.
You know, right next door to that, right across the street from that, is Brews Brothers. Which is a brew pub, right?
What's a brew pub?
What's a brew pub?
Yeah.
It's where they're
just a beer,
all
bar,
kinds of beer.
Beer?
Well, actually, they don't brew it there, I don't think. So
it just specializes in
it's
beer.
It's a gastro pub.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So food and a whole bunch of different kinds of beer. Like, they've got, you know, those
fancy
those,
beers.
You know those TVs that they, those monitors they have in the airport for all of the departures and arrivals?
Right.
They do them vertically like that?
Yeah.
They've got like four screens of that
of
up there.
The menu.
Yeah. Okay, just one of IPAs and so forth. So they have all of those, these different kinds of beers that you can get. And they have that shuffleboard, that little shuffleboard, the sand thing.
Yes.
And a foosball table and a pool table.
Are you good at foosball?
When I play 8-year-olds, I am.
I suck.
My 8-year-old can't win for anything.
Yeah, I suck at foosball. Some people are really good at it. I'm like, I just want to spin this stupid thing. So you're not allowed to spin it. And I'm like, yeah, I get it.
You're not?
No.
I think you should.
No, because then you're just spinning the thing and the ball's flying around. Someone's going to get nailed in the face.
Yeah, but that's what makes it fun.
All of a sudden you're like, you see some dude hitting on a girl and she just gets hit in the teeth with a hard foosball.
I've not been called down yet for spinning it.
Really?
They've let us spin it.
You're not playing by the rules, my friend. You're not playing by the rules.
You're not playing by the
rules. Are you any good at Billy? Are you good at pool?
I'm not. I used to be good. Yeah.
I think that my pool skills coordinate with the amount of time I actually spend in bars. And now I don't go to bars anymore. I don't play. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think it kind of correlates.
Changing gears entirely.
All right.
I went this week and saw Mr. Jeff Lynne and the Electric Light Orchestra.
Oh, how was it?
At the Honda Center in Anaheim. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
You know who was amazing? Opening act,
Danny Harrison. Have you heard his album?
I have.
It's pretty good.
But his live show was even better than the recorded music.
Covers of his dad's stuff?
He and Jeff Lynne did Handle with Care together, the Wilbury song. But he was amazing.
You remember when we
So comfortable. And I mean, I know he's been, you know, with the band, the new number two and so forth. But this was his last album, I think it was his first, a couple years ago, was the first solo.
Yeah, I think he only has one album.
And he was great.
He came, remember when he came into the station?
Yes. Yeah. Nicest guy.
Anybody out there that's listening right now, if you want to hear how much he sounds like his father, I mean, and it's creepy and haunting how spot on it is. Go to YouTube and listen to him cover. Is it called For Your Blue?
For You Blue.
For You Blue. Listen to his cover of that, and you'll just be like I remember the first time I heard it. Within like the first 10 seconds, my jaw was just wide open, and I'm like, is this a Beatles song? I mean, is this a different version that I never heard? Or he sounds exactly like his dad.
It's pretty shocking.
And but super nice, too.
So nice. Nicest guy you can imagine. So anyway, Laura couldn't go. So I invite one of Silas's classmates' dads to go. He's a huge ELO fan. Like, we go to one of the other class moms' birthday parties a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he shows up wearing an ELO shirt to this party. I'm like, and Lara's like, you know, I really can't go that night. And it's so late and it's during the week and so forth. And she goes, you should take him. And so I said, would you like to go? He's like, oh my God. Yeah. So we go on Thursday night and we go see the show. And at the end of every show, and the show is amazing. Like he does, he took Strange Magic and Can't Get It Out of My Head out of the set list, but added in.
Oh, I love Can't Get It Out of My Head.
I know.
Though.
But he did that the last couple of times. This tour, they added in Xanadu.
Yeah.
And A Last Train to London and a couple more, like, you know, a couple of deeper pulls. Yeah, and I was, because I'd seen the others before, okay, it was right, really great right, to right. see those.
Xanadu would be cool.
Xanadu was yeah. awesome. It was amazing. and he did All Over the World. I don't think he did that last time. Anyway.
That movie was terrible. Remember that movie?
It is, but I couldn't stop watching it because I had such a crush on Olivia Newton-John.
I know.
She's so...
Oh, my God. The end of Grease and those black pants?
Yes.
Good Lord.
Oh, and her in that cowboy outfit at the end of Xanadu?
I don't remember. I just remember watching as a little kid being like, I don't understand what the hell's going on here.
God.
Like, that's the girl from Grease, but
love,
I don't know what's going on.
Love her. Anyway, at the end of every concert, Jeff Lynne he lines the band up and they turn their backs to the audience and they have somebody take a picture of them.
Uh-huh.
It's their selfie with that city, that
right,
crowd.
Right.
Here's the one they did at the Honda Center down in Anaheim. Right?
Nice. Can you, all right.
There's us.
You got to post that.
I did. It's on Instagram.
Did you?
Go to Andy Chanley on Instagram and you can see the picture.
All right.
I circled where we are. And I know that's us.
Because you knew what they were doing. Well, so you're like, you should have
yes,
got like
Yes, we stood up. We both stood up. And I know where the
row?
The row is, where the entry was. And that is us for sure looking down. And we did a selfie the other direction. And it was great.
Selfie of them doing a selfie of you?
We are in the very back row, the highest row at the Honda Center. Like, our backs are leaning against the wall. The sound was fantastic.
Okay, because that's indoor.
It was fantastic.
And that always...
So much better than, like, Staples. It was real. The Honda Center and their sound system was amazing. I have no qualms about the show. We thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And the light show was really great because we got to see... You know, all of it. Like, I'm going to show you. I put this on Instagram, too. This is a laser shot.
Oh, my God.
Right?
That's crazy. That looks like something you, like, drew.
I know.
Like, that's crazy.
It was shocking. It was really, really cool. So our backs are against the concrete cinder block wall at the top of the Honda Center, right? And we're leaning back. There are two guys next to us, and they early in the show decide to go take a leak and get a beer. And as they're walking by, they said, "Hey, save our seats." That's pretty good. So, anyway, should we check and see if there are any messages?
Sure.
Let's just have a look. This one came in just the other day. I hope this works. Every goddamn week.
It's unbelievable.
And I tested it. You saw me test it.
I know. Why? Why?
It's ridiculous. It's just goddamn ridiculous. Oh, God. You suck.
Here we go.
It's just skipping through it. Oh, you mother. Mother.
We even tested it before doing this.
God. I'm gonna out of the app and then try to do it again.
That's all you did for Father's Day?
Mostly.
Yeah.
There we go.
Well, this is an O Amux PM hat. This is about hat pasta. In case you haven't already heard, orecchietta is probably the one you're asking about.
Yes.
That's from the Italian orecchia, meaning ear, because they look like little ears.
Huh.
Very interesting.
Orecchietta?
I hope we play this on the air. And we learn a lot. Thanks, Josh. Apulia, Italy is where it comes from. Now you can sleep well. Thanks, guys. Love you.
Thank you.
Orchietta?
Orchietta. So I was close. What was I saying? Orchietta?
I don't know.
Yeah. So it was close. Thank you.
Thanks for that. Who was that?
I don't know.
Did he not say his name?
Pasta guy.
Pasta guy. All right, let's try this one.
Hot pasta talk.
Son of a bitch. What a buggy app this is.
What
I'm
is
sick
it?
Of it. Here we go.
Hey, yappers. This is Low Energy Mike from Northeastern Oregon. Today I finished the dig out and placing base rock for a new shop out in Elgin. Then I did the final finish on a new house. It's been ongoing for over a year. Makes you wonder how a project can stretch out so damn long. Tomorrow I'm going to do a riprap job for erosion control. Not a bad day for a ditch digging man. Talk to you later.
That's going to be the name. That's going to be the name of his memoir. Not a bad day for a ditch digging man.
It's strange, and I kind of look forward to it. It's like every week I kind of look forward as my zen, like 10 seconds where I can just sit back and just.
Well, what's happening
just
here?
Just let the low energy out.
What is happening before our eyes is there are a few motivated individuals out there in the YAF listening audience.
Right. Who, all three of them.
Who have taken upon themselves to find their niche offering.
Uh-huh.
Their little, and it's become a sub feature.
It is.
In the program. As a matter of fact, let's see what this next one
is. I know what this one is.
You do?
I bet.
Hey, it's my artificial friends, Josh and Andy. Maybe Larry, maybe Sam. If so, hey. If not, par for the course. It's Jared from Anaheim. Just responding to this week's episode and this week's edition of Encyclopedia Googlica, the pasta that Josh was referring to is pronounced orecchietta. Orecchietta.
Orecchietta.
No. Anyway.
Everybody's giving different pronunciations.
Also, talking about going under a house in the heat, I, as a cable guy, I can tell you I'd rather go under the house than in the attic. I've done both, and it's at least 10 degrees cooler under the house most times, and in the attic, it's like 20 or 30 degrees hotter. So,
but here's,
thanks for all the entertainment, guys. Keep it up. Bye.
The problem with that is literally, I don't care about the heat.
You're worried about critters?
Critters and just all those dark bugs.
The guy that went under mine this time, he said, I said, hey, sorry about that. Because like, I pulled away the opening for the crawl space.
Yeah.
And like it's a wall of cobwebs.
Oh, right? I'd be like, okay.
I look down there and I'm like,
I think you should burn it down.
I look down there and I'm like, hey, sorry about that. And he's like, oh, you know what? He goes, that stuff doesn't bother me. I don't care about that. He goes, what I care about is you get down there and you get face to face with a raccoon or something. He goes, that, you know, I don't want any part of that, or a rat.
I don't want
any part of that.
One of my wife's friends lived up in the hills of Malibu, right? And they had one time they have a window over a kitchen sink, and she was washing dishes one time and looked up, and a rattlesnake had got stuck in between the screen and the glass.
Ugh.
Yeah. Can you imagine that?
Ooh.
Yeah. I'd be like, okay, let's grab your five favorite things, get in the car and leave forever. Grab them, go, put anything you fit in the suitcase. You got 30 seconds. Let's go. I'm out. I am out. We're never coming back. Have you ever seen? Oh, you saw a rattlesnake.
Yeah, Silas almost stepped on one.
Yeah. That's, no.
Yeah, nope. It's good. Well, this Southern California, you'll see them all over the place.
Have you ever been bit by a snake?
No.
I've been bit by a snake.
You have?
Yeah, black, like a small black snake.
Alabama black snake.
I was bit by the Alabama black snake.
And that's why I never had another massage.
I was golfing one time, and I teed off, and it was over a pond, and I hit what they call a worm burner. So it went like 1 foot off the ground and hit a rock, bounced straight up in the air, and it came down, and it was like right beside this pond. So we go down, we drive the cart down, my friend's in the cart just sitting there, and I'm like, I can see the ball in between these two kind of rocks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, this is August in Pennsylvania. I'm like, there's some critters around here. I'm not reaching my hand down in there.
So. Not least of all, a squonk.
So I take my wedge, and I'm sitting there just smacking this ball. Just go, goo, goo, trying to just smack it out of there. And I'm wearing shorts, and all of a sudden I feel like this tugging on my sock. And I'm like, what the hell is that? And I turn around and look, and there's a snake biting my sock. and he's got his teeth stuck into my snog, and I hear my friend go, and he steps on the gas and drives away and leaves me. I like kick up in the air and do this weird like jump up in the air thing, and I just start running, and that was the last time I got bit by a snake.
Please, dear God, if anybody knows how to animate audio, take the last 2 minutes of this podcast and turn that into a cartoon, because I want to see it.
I like jumped in there and was like, I can feel that feeling of the tugging on my sock, and I just looked down, and it was just like, it was like tangled up, like I had its teeth tangled in my sock. Going, like if it would have just been like 2 inches north, it would have got me right in my fat calf. Stupid snake.
Dumb snake.
Just so stupid.
The Yap line.
Lucky I didn't smack it with my 9-iron.
The Yap line is 626-657-6428. Hoe out your piece of Americana here on the your artificial friends.
Did you say hoe out?
Hoe out. H-E-W. Or is it H-O-E? Hoe out. It's hewn. Hone.
Hout.
626-657-6428. 626-657-6428. Or
amok.
PM hat is the mnemonic device.
Amok.
Anything else on your mind, Joshy?
No, not really.
We're going to get family pictures done today.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I do have something on my mind.
What?
So my dog had to get his anal glands.
What? You saved that till the end? This is a headline. This is above the fold.
So they have to, like, have you ever seen a dog, like, scooch on his butt?
Uh-huh.
That's because they have, like, these glands in their butt that need to be, what do they call them, expressed.
Yes.
So I had to go get the dog's anal glands expressed, and she said, I said, is there something I can like feed them that prevent them from happening? And she said, if you put, was it psyllium husk or something? What's the stuff? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
All right, never mind then.
It sounds like some kind of
I forget
fiber.
It's something you can, but yeah. And I was just looking at the name this morning, and I said I wanted that to be my Star Wars name.
Psyllium husk.
So that's how I want to end the show. It's not silly in house. I don't know. If you know the name of it, go ahead and call in people. There's your research.
Something like diatomaceous earth, that kind of thing.
I don't know. What's that?
It's diatomaceous earth. It's you know.
You've said like 7 words today that I don't understand.
You don't know what diatomaceous earth is? It's
don't
what
say
used,
that like everybody
to,
knows.
Well, they used to make toothpaste out of it. Diatoms. They're like the little 2-cell. Sea creatures, whatever, and they die, and it turns into like chalk, and it's powdery stuff.
None of this makes sense to me.
You can. It's good for the garden.
Okay.
Because
psyllium husk.
It's so small. They're so small, and they dry really razor sharp. Uh-huh. So if you have ants or roaches or what, any bug with spiders, anything with an exoskeleton. Those little pieces of diatomaceous earth can get caught in the joints, and it basically dehydrates them, bleeds them to death. They dehydrate and they die slowly, and there's no poison involved. Now, you don't want to use it everywhere because I guess it gets bees and that kind of stuff too, but it can really help with, it's a natural way to keep bugs out of your garden.
What's the stuff you kill mice with?
Poison?
No, yeah, but what's it called? Is it decon?
Decon?
Isn't that stuff supposed to, what it does is, makes the mouse want like so dehydrated and crave water so bad that the mouse drowns itself.
Oh God!
Isn't that what it's supposed to
do?
I
don't know.
I think that's why like you always when you find mice in the water, it's because like they. I don't know.
Makes me sad.
I think I'm just making shit up.
I think you are. but anyway, that's
psyllium husk.
You can diatomaceous earth. You can eat. You can put it in your water and your food and drink it
earth.
as a human being. It's not as harmful. It acts like
if you
fire.
Ask me, diatomaceous earth is easily the best ELO album.
Yes.
I don't care what anybody says.
Psyllium husk.
Mm-hmm.
From the
Cillian Husky's played bass.
No,
he's
you
European.
Met him. You met him at Mos Eisley in the Dantooine system.
I had a friend that. Called
kind of out of tune,
he called somebody about a drum set. It was supposed to be one of John Bonham's kick drums.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he was going to try to buy it, and the guy's name was Serious Trixon. And I thought that was the greatest name of all time. That's so if he's listening,
that's a Star Wars name.
Serious Trixon. That's an awesome name. Did I tell you about the time that, what the hell was his name? Shit. Okay. I need to think about this story. I'll bring it on next week. But,
Skort.
Skort. There it is. I know there's this guy. Okay. There's this guy. We put an ad out for a singer, right? And when I was in this one band, we had a drummer, guitar player, me, and we needed a singer. So we put an ad. This was back when you could put an ad in like the Music Connection and people.
Sure.
Would
in
actually,
the back. Yeah.
Right. And people would actually, you know,
answer.
Yeah.
Right.
And this guy called the guitar player. I'll go over his house. And he's like, you got to just sit down for a second and listen to this. So the phone number was the guitar player's. So he calls. He's like, we got to call this guy. So he calls him and goes, Hey, you've reached the voicemail of Dove Knight.
Dove Knight?
Right? He goes, Dove Knight. I'm not here right now, but if you want to go ahead and leave your name and number, I'll get back to you. And then he goes, and for anybody that's looking for Bill, that's me. I'm Dove Knight now. Dove Knight. Get it? Because it was like two versions of whiteness. Dove, you know, Knight. Or now, I guess Knight's. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm thinking like a K-N-I-G-H-T, like a white knight. You know what I mean?
I see.
Yeah. Dove Knight. If you're looking for Ralph, go ahead. That's me too. That was a terrible story.
That was
my best. Can we just?
It's maybe your best
snip
ever.
That one out.
Nope.
Come on.
It's maybe your best
me
story
not
ever.
At my best.
I love it.
Ah, it's good to know that you love me when I'm not at my best.
Yeah, you're not best.
I'm gonna blame
other people's best plus.
I'm gonna blame that strictly on your fart. That story I just told came from your fart.
That is hearsay and inadmissible.
That story was your fart's baby.
You cannot prove it. You cannot. Was your fart's baby?
Oh, just start playing. Just.
How can people get a hold of you, Josh?
JoshuaJFligger@gmail.com.
For me on Instagram, it's Andy Chanley. On Facebook, it's DJ Andy Chanley.
We ended strong.
It's Andy _Chanley. When
Dove Knight, people that you know don't like you, and your treasured friendships and solo Josh, tune into this podcast where you are official friends.
That story.
If you're looking for Bill, go ahead. That's me too.
Because your fart's baby. Yeah.